And welcome to Jaya Davis Speaks. This is MPD at MP3. We'll continue our discussion of Advaita Vedanta, a Hindu philosophy, the major proponent of which was Adi Shankara, also known as Shankaracharya, Shankara the teacher. Basically, Advaita, not-two-ness, non-duality, puts forth that all division, all separateness in the universe, as it were, is an illusion or mistake somehow of perception. And so it is somewhat in contradiction with beliefs as expressed in the West of I am little and small and separate from God and the universe and all alone, and God is big and mighty. I and thou, as it was termed by Martin Buber, the famous Jewish philosopher, although that isn't his precise meaning, but essentially in Advaita Vedanta, they would say instead something like Tatvam Asi, T-A-T-T-V-A-M-A-S-I, or That Art Thou. That art thou. In other words, the same all-pervasive, happy, all-knowing, sentient consciousness in the universe, in other words, God as universe, you also are that. That is inside of you. And you're not separate from God. You are separated by misperceptions and illusions that you are separated from God. But in essence, if you will, as Sri Ramana Maharshi, a famous Hindu saint who died in 1950, he lived silently in a cave for a long while before he died, as Sri Ramana Maharshi said, abide as the self. You see, the closest thing that you have to God, since you were created in God's image according to the Bible, is yourself. Obviously, it's not your leg. If you cut your leg off, you still have yourself. If you are created in the image of your finger and you cut your finger off, whoops, there goes myself. I no longer look like God. This doesn't make any sense. It's the self was created after the same personality as the self of the universe, the great and one universal self, God. So, we see that abiding as the self, living as the self, is the closest to God that we can get. When we are our true selves, we're not alienated from God anymore. And Thomas Merton, a great Catholic philosopher, agrees with this when he says, hell is alienation from the true self. There's a definition of hell moderns can accept. Instead of hellfire and brimstone, alienation from the true self. This is considered to be hell. And this is a great Catholic contemplative philosopher and religious, Thomas Merton. He wrote The Seven Story Mountain as a book suggestion, and many others. Seeds of Contemplation is another one. So this morning, Advaita Vedanta, a little bit more, expounding upon the idea brought to you by me, Jaya Deva. Have a good morning. Bye.